Hello, my name is Declan McGady. My group member is Grant Ardell, and this is my story from my time in London in winter term of 2024. During my time in London, I was able to visit Brighton, which is a coastal town south of London. And while we were there, while our group was there, we were able to freely explore the town on our own. And my friends and I decided to check out sort of everything. We started at the Brighton Aquarium, which is famous in England. We checked out the town of Brighton itself, as well as the unique beaches around Brighton, which aren't filled with sand. They're filled with pebbles, which is really something that I'd never seen before. But the real highlight of our visit to Brighton, and one of my highlights for the trip overall, was it came at the end of the day when the sun was setting. My friends and I had decided to get some really cool pictures because it was a really, really clear day and you could see a lot over the horizon. And we thought we were just going to end up getting some really, really cool sunset pictures. We were standing on a pier hoping that we could do that. While we were taking pictures of the sun setting, a man named Tony approached us and asked if we were there for the murmurations. And the murmurations is a phenomenon that happens in Brighton where a bunch of birds called starlings begin to flock above one of the piers in Brighton as the sun begins to set. And slowly, as the sun gets lower and lower in the sky, the flock of birds just grows to this enormous blob of birds. It kind of looks like water reflecting the water that they're flying over. It's a really, really cool thing to see. And so Tony asked us if we were there for that phenomenon because unbeknownst to us, it's a world-famous photography location. Very famous photographers from around the world travel to this location to capture photos. And luckily, throughout the trip, I had brought my DSLR camera with me because photography is a passion of mine, and I was able to capture some really incredible images of this phenomenon, and I was really happy to see that. We were there for about 30 minutes until the sunset, and as we went on our way to leave Brighton because our train was coming, I walked up to Tony. I didn't know his name was Tony yet, and I asked him his name, and he told me, and I thanked him for sharing this information with us because it ended up being one of the one of the most amazing moments of the trip. And he, at the end of the conversation, he just said, "Have a nice life." And hearing him say that had a very profound effect on me, knowing that I was going to remember this moment forever through these amazing photos that I had just taken. And, it made me think about the ways in which people who maybe just run into each other for a half hour can have a very profound effect on you for the rest of your life. And that's something that I'm going to remember and associate with this trip, going abroad with Elon, for forever.